It is the postman show from my cousin's house in West Bridgeford, just round the corner from the City Ground. We are talking about Nottingham Forest 1, Liverpool 1, all at the game where Craig Cannon, Josh Sexton, Neil Atkinson and me, John Gibbonson. Neil, it's a point that I'd have bit your hand off for at half-time. Well, not quite, but I'd have took at half-time, but I'm just willing them to get a goal towards the end. They're throwing everything at it. I actually thought we were going to score in stoppage time because we were creating a chance every minute or two, but they can't quite get there, and a point is what we have to take.
A point is what we have to take. Listen, this is going to be one of those points that it's dissimilar, not dissimilar to the last one, really, against United in the end. That felt like two drops. I think this, in the end, feels like two drops, but they're not very good first half. In fact, they're actively poor first half. I feel a little bit like, listen, it'll be defined by what happens at Brentford and even to an extent what happens at Bournemouth. Yeah. I think that, you know, if they go there and they win those two, we were talking beforehand and I said to you, John, I think if they win the next four aways, and you're like, win the next four aways, lad, they're so hard. And you get to see how hard it is today, first half. That ground was absolutely, like, it's probably the biggest game the City Ground's had in 10, 15 years. You know, and that's not me. And they respond, by the way. You know, they really do respond. They give the side absolutely everything all the way through the match. And they're still up for them right at the end as well, even though they're on the back foot. And I think you also saw them be exhausted by the end, Forest. I think one of the things is they're crawling off that pitch at the end of that match. They really are. Four or five of them are down on the knees repeatedly in the last 15 minutes. But I just sort of need this Liverpool side to find a way. In the same way I needed them to find a way to keep it a 2-1 against Manchester United, I just need them to find a way a little bit at the minute. And I'm not going to act like they're on the brink of anything. They're still 7 points clear, same number of games played as Arsenal. Right now, that's a pretty lovely place to be in. Seven clear of Arsenal right now is, you know, it feels good in one sense, but in another sense, you just want to see them get back to regular winning ways soon. So what comes next, I think, will define how we feel about this in the long run. All of that said, it was a very good game of football.